afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listen so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Wow, and what a week it has definitely been. Oh my gosh. So, Leanne ended up getting COVID. So we've been quarantined here for a week, and we still have one more week of quarantine. I've been able to accomplish a lot at least, but oh my gosh, you can only do so much until you get bored. And then he goes, well, you get bored because you don't do anything. But no, she doesn't get bored because she spends 3/4 of the time just sleeping and hanging out. But she has done a lot of cleaning. She's done a lot of cleaning, not a lot of working out. She did just finally resume working out today. But definitely a lot of cleaning. And it's... I think we're kind of getting sick of each other. Well, I mean sick of each other in the fact of, like, we're stuck in the same environment, and so we're just getting any... I mean, not sick of each other. I just meant, like, we're getting on each other's nerves and everything. I mean, we kind of are if we're bickering about stupid stuff. Well, yeah, I think it's normal, but it's been happening more often because we're stuck together. That makes it sound so terrible, stuck together. I'll just move on from this. Well, this week's guest talks about his own podcast that he has about Bruce Springsteen. I'll let him talk more about that here in a couple minutes. But also how music really changed his life. I hope you enjoy my conversation with this week's guest, Jesse, just as much as I did. Talking to Jesse this week. Jesse, welcome into the Trent Speaks podcast.
Well, I am so thrilled to be here. It is a joy. I'm a new listener. I've been trying to catch up on some of your work, and I have been amazed at the diversity of guests and topics you cover.
I'm amazed in the same regard, so I can totally agree there. Jesse, I know that you do a podcast. We were just talking before we hit record and everything. You do a podcast about Bruce Springsteen, correct?
I do. I actually do a couple of podcasts, and just because, you know, as you know, being a podcaster, you always got to promote. I've been podcasting probably 6 years. I currently do a Doctor Who podcast where my partner in time, Charles Skaggs, and I cover both new and classic Doctor Who. We're currently going through a wee brooch of old tickets. He and I also talk. We're covering the new CW DC Universe Stargirl series and called The Phantom Zone, where we talk about different comic book shows on TV. We covered Watchmen, we covered The Boys, and then if we're not busy enough, Charles and I also are huge Teen Titan fans from the old DC Universe, and so the DC Universe has Doom Patrol and the Titans, and we do that. But my main podcast, yes, is a podcast called Set Lusting Bruce, the Bruce Springsteen podcast.
And how did that all get started?
I am so glad you asked. So way back in the summer of 2015, there was a podcast on our network. I'm on the Southgate Media Network, called 80s Reboot Overdrive. And Dave was the host of that, and he covered all things 80s. That was a very broad category. And so you could talk 80s games, 80s cartoons, 80s movies, whatever you wanted. And he said he was tired and he wanted to take a break, but he didn't want to lose any momentum. So he reached out to the other host of the podcast and said, hey, Would any of you want to step in and co-host a podcast? So I did. So I did a, we did a Stephen King's books of the 80s, and we did a Stephen King movies of the 80s. And then I got two of my friends that I knew online that were big Springsteen fans, and we talked about Bruce Springsteen's songs of the 80s. And that was a lot of fun. And then later, Dave had me and a couple other guests talk about, well, pick your top song albums of the 80s, and you could pick your top three. And I realized that I could have picked all Springsteen albums, being a big Springsteen fan. So that got me the itch. The other thing is that Adam Carolla's wife, Lynette Carolla, had done a podcast for a little bit, and she only did 6 or 7 episodes where she talked to friends of her and Adam's, basically other celebrities, about their Bruce Springsteen fandom. And they didn't talk about, like, Phil Rosen, who did Everyone Loves Raymond. He didn't talk about the show. He just talked about going to Bruce Springsteen shows.
Wow.
And I loved that episode. And then she quit doing them. So Trent, in the spirit of, instead of lighting a candle, you know, instead of cursing the darkness, lighting a candle, I went to our Rob Southgate, who runs our media, and I said, hey Rob, I want to do a Bruce Springsteen podcast. And he says, okay, what's a Bruce Springsteen podcast? I said, well, I'm going to find fans from around the world, and I'm going to talk to them. And Rob, being the kind of guy he is, like, okay, let's do it, Jesse. And that is, this September will be 5 years I've been doing the show.
Oh, wow. Wow, congratulations on five
Thank
years.
You.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Is there, so I guess, how do you find your guests?
I think you and I could share stories about that. In 1986, I spent a year, a very bad year, Trent, as a MetLife life insurance salesman. My best friend is very successful in the insurance business. Tony said, hey, you're more friendly than I am. You will be great at this. And I sucked at it. I was horrible. But one thing you learned as an agent is you're always prospecting. Everyone you see, everyone you're looking at, can I sell them life insurance? Can I sell them auto insurance? Can I sell them home insurance? As a podcast host, that's what I do. I am always thinking, is there someone who would make a good guest? For a while there, to earn some money to go on vacation, I was driving Uber, and I picked up a couple from a concert, and I had Bruce Springsteen on my radio, and she goes, oh, I love Bruce Springsteen. I said, really? Yeah. I said, she goes, I could talk about Bruce all night. And I said, oh, well, hold on. And I hit my phone, record, and we talked Bruce for like the 25 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Until we got home. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to put this on the podcast. Okay, great. So I do some referrals. I do a lot of social media, basic begging. I will go, hey, you know, do you find darkness on the edge of town? Do you want to be where the bands are? You know, do you want to go dancing in the dark? Share your Springsteen story, DM me, or send me an email, the Set Lex and Bruce. I am a stalker. So, like, let's say you are on Twitter and you tweet something that even is vaguely Springsteen related. I will reply to you and go, hi, Trent. My name is Jesse. I host the Springsteen podcast. Any chance you want to join me?
That's awesome.
And like, for example, Ron Martz, who is a comic book writer, pretty famous comic book writer. He was the guy who wrote the story about when Hal Jordan, who was Green Lantern, went insane and they created a new Kyle Joyner was the Green Lantern. He's written Star Wars comics. He's written just almost anything you could imagine he's written. He made a Springsteen reference on Twitter. And so I replied, hey, Ron, I'm Jesse. Any chance? And he said, absolutely. And he says, here, read this article. and this is what we can talk about. And so it turns out that he had had a had written an article that the two greatest influences of his writing was Stephen King and Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, wow.
So he's now been on the show 3 times.
Wow, that's
because
awesome.
He is such a great guest. So, and that's I guess the biggest way is I'm just always kind of searching and looking for people to share their stories. We had, this was about 4 or 5 years ago, Trent, there was an article that it was a column and said, this is what I would have told Bruce if I had the chance. And so I pulled it up and this lady talked about that her daughter, Juniper, was born premature. And in fact, they ended up, her and her husband, who are both journalists, wrote a book, Juniper, the girl who was born too soon. And in 2016, I'm getting my dates wrong. But anyway, several years ago, I'm old, fear me, Bruce had published an autobiography. Okay. And he was making appearances at bookstores, not signing the book. They were pre-signed. But if you stood in line, you got your 5 seconds talking to him, get your picture taken with him, and you picked up an autographed book. And so she wrote this story that if she had had time to tell Bruce, she would have said that when my daughter was lying in the incubator, we played Bruce Springsteen music for her. We read her Harry Potter. And now then she's this amazing 8-year-old girl. And I'm getting teared up because the end of the story is they asked Juniper, well, did it bother you? You didn't get to talk to Bruce. And she goes, oh no, he knows me. He wrote all those songs for me. So I reached out and her husband's said, well, she's too busy, but I will join you. And so we talked for him. I talked to him about an hour and he shared that story. So I just look anywhere. There'll be newspaper writers that say that have an article about here's a good Springsteen playlist of songs that can help you through to this pandemic. So I find their address and I email them. Hey, I do a Springsteen podcast. Do you want to join me? So that's how I find guests.
That's awesome, though. It's awesome that you've been able to sustain it that long, and you have a lot of different avenues of ways that you are looking for guests and everything. So it's, but yours, I feel like you have to be on top of it. You have to be trying different avenues and everything. To find guests, because there's so many. I was just talking to someone earlier, and that we were saying how there's so many podcasts, especially now with after the coronavirus, everyone had nothing else to do, so they're like, "I'm going to start a podcast." But the podcast industry has just grown rapidly over the past. I would even argue, recently, like the past year,
I agree.
So you have to always be forward thinking and trying new things, and it sounds like you're doing that.
Yeah. So my core show and for your listeners, if you go, why the heck am I talking to this guy? I don't care about Bruce Springsteen. I get you. But at the end of the episode, when I give you my email address and my Twitter handle, I urge you to say, hey, Jesse, I don't like Bruce Springsteen. What episodes of your podcast should I listen to? And I will send you some. But not my core episodes are me talking to people that are fans. But as you said, and I think you, I'd love to hear what you've done, but I've done newbie episodes where I take someone who knows Bruce Springsteen not whatsoever, and I will give them a list of 10 songs. And I go, okay, these are not Dancing in the Dark. They're not Born in the USA. Here are 10 that are well known if you're a Springsteen fan, but if you're a casual fan, you probably aren't going to know these songs. Listen to those 10 and then join me on the show. We'll go through them one at a time. If you hate them, that's fine. If you love them, okay. But the important thing is have something to say, because as Trent, you know, the worst part of a podcast is if you have a guest who doesn't want to talk. I mean, she's just like, yeah. Okay. So I did those, my newbie episodes. And then I do B-side episodes. So I just had someone who, in fact, I'm editing the podcast now. He adored U2, and he's now recently become obsessed with Gang of Youths. And so the whole episode is about his love of those bands, and I share that. And so I thought a B-side, as in a old 45, you had the A-side and the B-side.
Yeah.
That seems perfect. So I do that as well.
Do you have and I know you talked about Juniper, and so maybe that's the answer to my next question. Do you have a podcast or a guest that most stands out to you?
So that one's close. Another one I bring up, and I'm going to tell this as a funny story, okay? So Adam is a young man from New Zealand who, while he was in his mother's womb, she was hit with a car.
Oh, wow.
And she was born, he was born severely handicapped. And for the first 3 years of his life, Adam didn't speak. Adam barely acknowledged sounds. And his mother is in the car, and a Bruce Springsteen song comes on, not kidding, and he starts nodding his head. So she goes, she finds every Bruce Springsteen record she can and started playing them. When I recorded the episode when Bruce was going to New Zealand, so that was 3 or 4 years ago, by this time Adam speaks, he writes, he communicates. He learned by reading Bruce Springsteen lyrics.
Oh,
that were
goodness.
His sidelights. His, you know, I'm old enough when you go, you can, you know, Tom, you know, or see, this is, you know, this is Nancy, or, you know, see spot run. He actually learned the lyrics. So that was a pretty special episode. So I'm talking to my brother-in-law, Clayton, you know, we're in the backyard. And he says, okay, well, have you called the Pope? I'm like, what do you mean? He says, well, basically he made this almost girl who was dead. He brought her back to life, his music. He took a kid who was deaf and gave him voice. Mm-hmm. He's one miracle away from being a saint.
Yeah.
So those are two of the most powerful ones. I've been able to, Mike Scully, who was the showrunner of The Simpsons for a lot of years and was involved with The Simpsons movie and other stuff, a huge Springsteen fan, and he joined me one time. So I got to enjoy talking about my love of The Simpsons. There is a wonderful law student named Bella Pori, who's going to school in New York. And I don't even remember how I met with her, but somehow I got her on the show, and she's been on 5 or 6 times because I just adore her. I tell the story that I wish I had a daughter, and I wish she was gay so that she could marry Bella so I could have Bella as a daughter. That's how much I love Bella. And my son always looks at me like, what am I? So that's the thing. So I think those are some of the things. I have made friendship, you know, with people that online that because of they've been on the show multiple times, and we've gone, the Springsteen community is a little bit crazy. You know, we send to, my wife says it's obsession. I call it passion. She's probably more right than I would want to admit. So we get to be a pretty tight niche by that. So I think that's all of those, the people I made friends with. And it's been a great solace to me. I was telling you before we hit record, we were talking about like, hey, what do you want to talk about? And, I got a chance to go see Bruce in Austin at a book signing. And so, and it's Trent, it's, I've told this story multiple times on the podcast. So, I'm in the car, and I don't know. Do you know the movie Godfather? Of course you do, right? But do you remember The Godfather?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
So for your listeners who have seen the movie, there is very early in the movie begins set at Don Corleone's daughter's wedding. And so it's this massive party. And there is this guy named Luca Brasi, and he is on the side, and he is muttering to himself, may this in honor of your daughter's wedding, and may her first child be a masculine child. And he's just repeating what he's going to say to the Don because he's so nervous. That was me driving to Austin. I was like, what am I going to say to Bruce? What am I going to say to Bruce? What am I going to say to Bruce? So I was in line 2 or 3 hours. And when I got there, and you get maybe 3 seconds, 5 seconds, mm-hmm. They take your picture with your own camera and you move on. And I said, I spent 9 months of 2015 unemployed. And I listened to Better Days and Land of Hope and Dreams almost every day to keep me feeling positive. And he kind of smiled, and I don't know if he heard me, but I have said this to many people, and I think your listeners can understand this. I needed to say it more than I needed him to hear it,
mm-hmm.
right? It doesn't matter. So, and that's, you know, one of the ways his music has been there to kind of help me get through rough parts in life.
Well, and you, we were just talking about how we chatted a little bit before we hit record. You said that music has been a very instrumental part of your life, especially the Bruce Springsteen stuff, because you're a cancer survivor, and you said that helped you get through that bout of cancer, essentially.
Yeah, so in February of 2017, I'd been for the past... for about 2 or 3 months, I'd been having spells where my stomach was really painful. I mean, just this horrible pain. And in fact, the Super Bowl, when New England came from behind, you know, they had that way behind. Yeah, well, I went to bed at halftime because I was so sick. My son said, hey, this game's over. I'll clean up. You just go on to bed. And like the next morning, what happened?
Right.
So it was Mardi Gras. So it was a Tuesday, and I was feeling horrible. And my wife came home from work and said, okay, you know, my doctor said, go to the emergency room, went to the emergency room. And on Tuesday, we said, well, we think you have a tumor. On Wednesday, it's, yes, you have a tumor. We think it's cancerous. On Thursday, yes, it's a cancerous tumor. You have colon cancer.
It moved fast.
Yes. And then it took 3 weeks before I finally got surgery. And during that 3 weeks, things, a lot of setbacks. So you can see me because we're doing Zoom. So I'm a man of size. I'm a man of... I could stand, I could lose, you know, 20 to 200 pounds. So I'm in the hospital, and they're concerned about, I'm also at the time, I guess I would have been 57, 58. So I'm older, I'm overweight. We need to make sure you can go through the surgery. And so, it was a Sunday. That first Sunday, I went in the hospital on Tuesday. On Sunday, the doctor came in and said, we're going to have to run more tests because I don't know if your heart's strong enough to take surgery.
Wow.
And so my sister was there and a good friend. They said a prayer, and I was by myself. And I pulled out my phone, and I had, you know, iTunes on it and all of my songs, and I wrote – F cancer playlist, except I spelled it out. Don't know if you're an explicit podcast, so just in case.
I don't really care.
Yeah, so I wrote an F cancer playlist, and I started throwing songs in there. And I put my head under my cover and started listening to music, listening to Bruce Springsteen a lot, Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, few other people, Sarah Hickman, who's a musician here in Austin, that's a good friend of mine. And I was listening to this. And so I had built this F cancer playlist, and I listened to it over and over again. So luckily, surgery went great. I mean, my heart was strong enough. The surgery, he was able to do it through a scope. Everything was great. And they said, okay, we're sending you home. Now then, chemo. Now the good news is my cancer was stage two, but your body thought it was stage three or stage four. So just in case, we're going to make you go through chemo. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. So they said, we're going to give you every 3 weeks, you will go to our cancer center. We'll put poison in your veins. That'll take about 2-3 hours. And then when you go home, we'll email, you know, the medical will send you, you'll take 4 chemo pills a day for 2 weeks. Take a week off, rinse and repeat. So Trent, we made the joke that I took a picture and I put this on Twitter. The pills came with a hazard back, like the yellow hazard thing that when it goes. And so we're looking like, is this good? Is this good that we're putting this in your body? So I would listen to music during the chemo sessions. And I didn't listen to podcasts. I didn't talk on the phone. I didn't listen, you know, watch videos. I just close my eyes and listen to music. Though I do have a funny story about having cancer and getting chemo. As I said, there was, you know, I had blood clots. I had all this problem. So we're sitting there after the surgery and I'm talking to my oncologist. She's like, okay, we're going to do the chemo. Okay. She goes, and this will take about, you know, you're going to be about, you know, this will take about 8 months. You're going to be on chemo. Okay. And for the next 8 months, you can't drink anything cold. What? Well, the chemo medicine you take, you have a very cold reaction. You have a very reaction to cold. So you can only drink room temperature. What? And so my wife looks over like, okay, you've got cancer. You've had surgery. You've had a blood clot. You had a heart scare. Not drinking cold Diet Coke is where you're going to, you know, I was like, well, yeah. So I did. I spent in every 3 week cycle, I went 2 weeks where I could drink nothing but barely, you know, room temperature and just barely. And then that week when I was not on pills, the side effects thing, and I could drink as much cold as I want. And I just, then I immediately started again. So, that was it.
That's crazy though. I've never heard about that with the cold.
Yeah. I would have to wear, socks and house shoes because the cold, the air conditioning, the tile, the, you know, kitchen tile would be cold. I would have to take like a wash rag. And, you know, I've got here, you know, and to reach in and get creamer for my hot coffee, you know, because it would be too cold on my hands.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So you've been through a lot, obviously, in your life. What would you say has been the most impactful piece?
I think the 9 months of unemployment, I'd been with a job 10 years. I'd been with a job 15 years, got laid off, and within 2 months, I had another job. And so when I got laid off from this job, I was really surprised. A new VP came in and decided that they didn't need me. And I just knew I would get a job right away. And by it taking 9 months was really hard. I think that's one of the toughest things that I've ever had to do. Just because it is easy to have faith when things are going well. It is easy to believe. And when I say faith, I don't mean necessarily religious faith, but just having faith in life, believing that all things are going to work to the good. I'm a positive person. Hey, you know, if you're a good person, if you work hard, good things are going to happen to you. That's easy to say if the good things are happening to you. But when bad things are happening to you, it's really easy. It is easy to get into the negativity and being a little bitter. And by nature, I've always been an optimist. I've always been just someone who believes in the goodness in people and that I'm a firm believer that you know, if I could just get Trump and Biden in a room together, I could get them, I could get them on the same page. If I just talked to them, you know, which I know I couldn't, but that's my kind of mentality. So that was a tough time. That was the toughest time. Cancer was tough, but I just had my wife and son and my friends, and the Springsteen community, my fans, of the podcast, sent so much love and support my way that it was really great.
Jesse, so as we kind of start to wrap up here, the last question I always ask people is probably one of my favorite questions. So whether it's something we've talked about within the last half hour, maybe it's something that hasn't been discussed, what is it that you want people to take away from this podcast? What is it that you want people to take away from you?
So, I two things. So I'm going to do one. I wanted to explain, because I always get asked, why do you call your podcast Set Lusting? Is it some kind of sick sexual thing with you, Jesse? And so a couple things to remember. One, when Bruce performs live, when he tours, he usually does a unique set list every night. 60% of his songs may be the same, but the other 40% rotate, and they're in different orders almost every night.
Interesting.
So the second thing is that people at shows tend to, with now social media, post the songs that he's singing. And like, he's starting with Badlands. Meeting going into Jungle Land, which is from Darkness, and that's a big thing. So as they're tweeting that out or posting it, people who aren't at the show follow social media, and they will go, oh my God, I can't believe he's playing, he's playing My Father's House. I've always wanted to hear him do My Father's House. And so instead of set listing, you become set lusting. And so looking back, my name is Jackson, and he has a song named Jackson Cage. Seems like looking back, Jackson Cage Springsteen podcast might have worked better. But 5 years later, I'm doing Set Lusting Bruce. So I wanted to share that with my audience. These are dark times. And there's a lot to be worried about. There's a lot to be scared about. And if you gave me the option to like, okay, Jesse, you can close this. And so I'm going to quote some Springsteen lyrics. This Is Your Sword is a song that's from High Hopes, one of his later albums. And it goes toward the end of the song. He says, in the days of despair, you may grow hard till you close your mind and empty your heart. If you find yourself staring in the abyss, hold tight to your loved ones and remember this. This shield will protect your sacred heart. This sword will defend what comes in the dark. Should you grow weary on the battlefield, do not despair. Our love is real. This is your sword. This is your shield. This is the power of love revealed. Carry it wherever you go and give all the love that you have in your soul. And I think that's what I want to end with.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jesse, for coming on the podcast. How can people support you?
Well, you can find me on social media at Jesse Jackson DFW. I used to be just at Jesse Jackson, but everyone thought I was the civil rights leader and they would get mad at me during political things. So I now put at Jesse Jackson DFW. The show is Set Lusting Bruce. You can, if you do a Google search, Set Lusting Bruce, you can find it. We're on all the different platforms. If you are passionate about music, if you love Bruce Springsteen, if you love Nirvana, if you love Merle Haggard or Hank Williams, reach out to me. SetLustingBruce@gmail.com is my email address. You can find, as I said, on Twitter, and reach out to me, and I'd love to have you on a guest. once again, Trent, it's always back to recruiting, right? You just got to do that.
That's right.
And I just appreciate you giving me the chance to not be the host and just talk a little bit. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sure has been. Thanks for coming on, and go ahead and take us out.
Well, listeners, we want you so much. First off, go to wherever you get this podcast, rate and review it. Tell a listener about it. This is how we find our audience. It is so valuable for us. Take care of yourselves. Wash your hands. Remember social distance. Wear your mask and be good to each other and keep hope alive. And Trent and I will talk to you soon.